Israeli Knesset member Sippy Scott has faced widespread condemnation after stating on live television that Israel killed 100 Palestinians in Gaza, adding that no one in the world seems to care. He went on to say that the world had grown accustomed to the killing of Gazans, further fueling the backlash. The remark, made during a recent broadcast, has drawn sharp criticism. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Palestine Pixel, at palestine.pixel. Sippy Scott's comment highlights the growing normalization of and global silence surrounding Israel's actions in Gaza. Any normal person reading this first paragraph would assume the speaker is suggesting that this is a bad thing. That assumption, horrifyingly, would be incorrect. This is Israel. This is what Israel is. https://t.co/cxejots. Caitlin Johnston, at Kato's, May 17, 2025. Israeli attacks on Gaza surged during U.S. President Donald Trump's recent visit to the Gulf, with over 378 Palestinians killed in just 5 days, according to health officials in the enclave. The escalation comes amid a continued halt in humanitarian aid, which Israel cut off on March 2 in a bid to pressure Hamas. Limited distribution is expected to resume by the end of the month, according to a U.S.-backed group operating in the region. Hamas has rejected any conditional aid deal, insisting that restoring humanitarian access is a basic prerequisite for future talks. Gaza is not for sale, the group said, responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's latest remarks suggesting Gaza could be transformed into a freedom zone. During Trump's 4-day Gulf tour, which concluded after his departure from the UAE, Israeli forces killed more than 378 Palestinians, nearly 4 times the number of fatalities reported in the preceding 4 days, according to data compiled by Anadolu from Gaza's health ministry. Since hostilities resumed on March 18, following the collapse of a ceasefire that had held since January, UN agencies have repeatedly warned of critical shortages of food, water, fuel, and medical supplies. Israel's blockade has transcended military tactics to become a tool of extermination, said Human Rights Watch Interim Director Federico Borrello. The Israeli army has pursued a brutal offensive against Gaza since October, killing more than 53,000 Palestinians, most of them women and children. The International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants last November for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister Yoav Gallant for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. Israel also faces a genocide case at the International Court of Justice for its war on the enclave.